3M tape time on Vikings game plan. We do a deep dive into the Indianapolis Colts offense, a very nice offense and a very explosive offense.
They are, and it's all about T.Y. Hilton and the quarterback, Andrew Luck, and what they do well. But then again, Paul, they have some moles on that game plan, and we'll see Andrew Luck get beat up a little bit.
Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, Vikings game plan. T.Y. Hilton off a 115-yard game and a touchdown against the Texans. Take it away.
One of the things you notice about the Colts, Paul, is that they reduce the formation to go deep. And what I mean by that, most of the time when teams want to throw routes and throw balls deep, they're going to widen you out. They're going to have a receiver up top. They're going to have a receiver down here, and they're going to want to stretch these safeties both ways. But you'll see with the Colts, what they're doing is they have three receivers tight. So what does Houston do? They always want to have the upper number, so they'll have one, two, three, four DBs. Wow. This guy's first deep inside, first deep outside, first short outside, first short inside. Mm-hmm. And then they just roll up and play cover two. He's in the deep half, and if this guy runs an in route, then he'll work back over and help.
Got it.
So the Colts know all this, and Andrew Luck is smart enough to know all these things that are going on. So you get to the top.
Where's T.Y.?
T.Y. is right here on the outside. So you have your inside breaker. You have this safety on him. He's going to work over here because the inside receiver is running just an in route.
Yep.
You'll have two guys working in and out on the tight end.
Yep.
But the problem is the safety, and he's got his shoulders turned. Uh-oh. And you'll see he's anticipating a different route.
Oh, T.Y.
And look at that. He just takes him down. I mean, that's... Oh.
And he stumbled.
That's like a Jerick McKinnon move that we saw last week. That little head bob right there.
That's beautiful.
Gets the arm grab out. But here's the thing, is the ball is still delivered right where it needs to be. Plus, they get the penalty.
Yep.
So they don't have to take the pass interference. They can decline that and get up for the touchdown.
Look at T.Y. Mm.
Again, same kind of situation here where they want to go deep. Here's what we're talking about with spreading out an offense. You have four wide receivers, spreading the defense out. You got the safeties and the corners out wide.
Yeah.
But what they like to do, again, is reduce the formation. They'll check again. So when they want to take their deep shots, you have the receivers are all close. So that brings the defense, again, back together.
Yeah.
But they're going to take advantage of the coverage deep. So you have something similar to what the Texans were doing in that – anytime you have three receivers coming one way, you've got one guy deep, this guy's deep, you have this guy in here, and then this guy's just mirroring him with depth. So they're overloading the zone, but they're not necessarily throwing the short routes. And what Andrew Luck sees this corner is trying to cover T.Y. Hilton outside.
Yep.
He's outside position. He should be getting help either from the backside safety or somebody, but there's no way that anybody's going to be able to cover him on a post route.
What's your guy doing? He's covering nobody.
Exactly right. You have like a two-man down here. He's just way too wide. He should be sitting right here on the hash mark. As you'll see, after the ball's thrown, he's only about 8 yards away. So you don't know exactly what the Bears, who was supposed to do what.
Yep.
But there's just no way that you can ask a corner to cover T.Y. Hilton like that on the outside. And as you notice, T.Y. never breaks stride. And he just puts the jets on in that corner. I mean, the corner can't even keep up. I mean, that's just an easy, easy throw and catch.
So we're dealing with an unbelievably good receiver.
Exactly right. Very, very fast. But it's just the way Luck anticipates and the way Luck can recognize coverage and then take advantage of it. Another thing, they're going to go deep off the play action in this case. But again, a reduced formation. I mean, all 11 guys are inside the numbers, which is pretty rare in the NFL. So they'll take the hard play action. They're going to take T.Y. and make him do what? Run vertical. Pull these safeties up. You get the linebacker here, if you notice, he sees the play action right at him. He steps up. That vacates this zone right here.
Brilliant.
So it's just the shell game. They don't run the ball very well, Paul, and that's one of the reasons why we might have hope. But for the linebackers, they just got to turn and run. You can't look back at the quarterback and think you're going to get under a dig route by T.Y. Hilton. But look at the space that he creates right there, just because of his speed and the respect that he gets with his deep throws and his deep routes. They'll take some shots deep, they'll do some play action, but they'll find many ways to get to T.Y. Hilton. Another reduced formation, keeping everybody tight. So they want to take, normally it's attacking the outside.
Joe Haig, rookie NDSU.
Right. Neither, I mean, their offensive line is, they have some communication problems, and you can see the guard right here.
Yep, Joe
Haig. He's looking in, he's looking out. He turns out to give some help, but then this linebacker comes right up underneath.
Hello.
But look at Luck. He is getting he knows he's going to get crushed right here. This corner has pretty good leverage on the wide receiver. But he still manages to complete that pass.
Look at that hit.
I mean, You take someone and line them up, and this is about a 50, 40-yard throw.
Yeah.
With somebody like that in your face getting hammered, and then you put that ball right exactly where it needs to be,
yeah,
that's very impressive. So Luck has this capability. The more you hit him, he was hit 13 times last week.
Mm.
He was only sacked once, but he's getting beat up. We have to make sure we continue that and let him know that it's not his day. One more time, you get the bit of a reduced formation. You got T.Y. close. He's off the ball, so he can do all of his things. Fakes a little curl route, and it's pretty brilliant how they set this up because he's running deep, which is going to pull this safety. Now the void is down over here that they want to take advantage of, but Luck is smart enough and can look off a safety. T.Y. just rolls with it.
Yep.
And look at that ball.
I mean, what a nice throw.
He just drops that ball right where it needs to be, right on time. And this is outside in the wind, in the elements, so being inside, it's gonna help him in that respect. Against Tennessee, same kind of situation. This is Luck extending plays, okay? Four-man rush. You can see the guards getting out. The tackles are a little soft. But he's stepping up, keeping both hands on the ball, which is smart. Remember, we've seen Osweiler and some other quarterbacks put one hand out, and it's not good for ball security. He keeps two on. And all T.Y. is doing, I mean, you're making this corner cover T.Y. Hilton in space for that long a time.
Yep.
It's going to be tough. Almost a back shoulder throw, which you don't recommend. But just like Stafford, Luck is finding ways to extend plays with his feet. So normally what we would think is an immobile quarterback is able to do that. So you look at here, you look at where T.Y. Hilton is and where he lines up. And T.Y. Hilton eventually gets this pass, but he's all the way down here outside of the numbers. He gets in, he gets inside. As soon as Luck starts to scramble, the nickel defender looks behind him and says, all right, there's T.Y. Hilton.
Yep.
But you're not going to cover this guy foot to foot, let alone when your eyes are back on the quarterback. So you'll see that space get created, and Andrew Luck, buying time.
What a throw.
Gets this throw, right on the money.
Yep.
So it's a challenge, definitely a challenge, to slow Andrew Luck down. You've got to cover down the field because Luck right now, how much longer he'll be able to take those kind of hits and still deliver strikes, we'll see, I think, on this Sunday.